Solara Starr is a UK-based advanced law of attraction teacher trainer, coach, public speaker, and leading wellness expert. She will share life-changing wisdom about the law of attraction and how you can use this powerful universal law to build a foundation for bigger and bolder manifesting results. It is time to create the life you deserve, and with Solara's help, you will.
And a very warm welcome to Manifesting Made Easy with myself, Solara Starr. Today, we are going to be exploring something that is quite often overlooked, but massively powerful in the manifestation process. And this is how to use your words in a powerful way that magnetizes your desires and amplifies your manifestations. Who would not want that? So whether you're just beginning your journey, very warm welcome, or whether you've been following along for a little while and manifesting for years and years, this episode is designed to remind you that your words are not just words. They, my friends, are spells, and they are instructions to the universe. And most importantly, they are shaping your reality. So let's have a little look at the power of words and manifestation. But to really understand it, let's remind ourselves what manifestation is. So manifestation at its core is, simply put, the process of creating your reality from your thoughts, from your feelings, from your beliefs, from your energy, and from your words. But what most of us forget, especially when we are triggered and challenged, is that our language is a bridge between our inner world and our outer reality. Yes, we know that our words carry energy. And yes, we know that our words carry intention, especially the energy behind our words can amplify. And our words act as a direct signal to our subconscious mind and to the universe. That's why it's called spelling. When we're at school and we're learning how to spell, we are actually, in some respects, casting spells unbeknown to us. And because you're literally casting spells with your words, if you are using words that are misaligned with your desired outcome, and your words are coming from a feeling of fear or lack or exhaustion or frustration or resistance, then we are unintentionally calling in that of which we do not want. But the good news is doesn't mean that we're broken. It just means that we can learn to speak in a way that is supportive of the outcome that we want instead of misdirecting our own magic. So why does this happen? It's a very important question to ask. And like I've said, it doesn't matter how long you've been manifesting. When we're tired, when we're overwhelmed, when we're challenged, when we're going through a big shift, when the universe, quite frankly, has thudded us around the head, our brain's tired, our body's exhausted, and we want to go into that kind of survival mode, protection mode, if you like, we start defaulting into unsupportive language. What do I mean by unsupportive? It means that we start to use words that take us away from what we want. So this is kind of going back to basics in many respects. If you've been listening to my podcast for quite some time, I think this was one of the very first episodes I spoke about this. And that was over 100 episodes ago. So we need a reminder of this. And this is me dropping into your heart and into your awareness right now, saying, my friend, you know that thing that you really want to manifest? You know that desire that you want more than anything? Are you assisting the manifestation process by using words and actions in alignment with the outcome? Or are you unintentionally using words that are lowering your vibration, that are bringing you down? So for example, what I've heard many people say over the years, and I've certainly said it myself too, yeah, I just don't want to feel like this anymore. I don't want to feel tired. I don't want to feel exhausted. I don't want to feel wrung out like a sponge. I don't want to feel anxious, whatever it might be. and listen to those words, tired, angry, wrung out like a sponge. That's all our subconscious mind is hearing. So now we're looking at the world through the lens of our own words. So we're just going to see more of the same. If some people say, I'm just tired of living hand to mouth and being so broke, we're going to see more in our reality that confirms that's how we feel, because where attention goes, energy flows. What you focus on expands. So it's not that what you're saying is true. It may feel true, but you start to see evidence and then you start believing it's true, but it's not true. It was only your point of focus to begin with, because everything else that you want already exists as well. I hear so many people saying, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I can't deal with this again, and go into, you're kind of like a complaining or grumbling or depressive mode. And yeah, you know what? We do need to go there sometimes. And this isn't about invalidating feelings either. Like, sometimes we do just need to feel, because when we feel, we heal. And sometimes we do need to have a good old moan and a good old clear out and a good old complain. But it's also knowing the balance, right? Because we don't want to be these happy, clappy Pollyannas that skip around everywhere and bypass our feelings. No, our feelings are actually an important part of the manifestation process. Because when we feel, we heal. And when we heal, like, we vibrate in a higher frequency. When we vibrate in a higher frequency, everything feels easier and more effortless. And we look at the world through the lens of ease. So it is having that balance, right? So I'm not here saying, oh, just think happy thoughts. No, there is a balance, but this is also to remind you to also keep the balance so that you're not drifting too much into lower vibration, complaining, moaning, fighting, gossiping, whatever the language might be. Now, what's super, super interesting is the universe, our subconscious, and you know what? Even a Google search engine, it doesn't hear what we don't want. It just focuses on what we put in. So for example, the Google search engine. I don't want to smoke anymore. I haven't tried this, so this is more of an example, but I'm sure that loads of stuff will come up about smoking. If we say, I don't want to feel heartbreak and loss anymore, we're going to come across websites all about heartbreak and loss. In actual fact, what we're really saying is, I want to feel love and stability and security. So our subconscious mind is like the Google search engine. It doesn't hear the word don't or can't. It just hears the words that you're focusing on, loss, sadness. So it picks up as well on the emotional charge. And of course, the images that are forming in your mind then reinforce it even more. And take that from something that impressed your subconscious mind to something that now ingrains and stamps on your subconscious mind. So it's really important to remember this stuff. So remember, when you say something like, I don't want to be tired, your subconscious hears tired, or I want to be tired. And then it starts to scan for all the ways that that's true, all the things you haven't done, all the phone calls you haven't made, or the emails you haven't replied to. Then you just start feeling even more tired. And even more overwhelmed, because like I said, just like a Google search bar, whatever you type in, you're going to find more of. So my advice to you, my interception to you today, no matter what date you're listening to this, whether it's today, which is the 24th of April, 2025, or somewhere in the future, this message is going to land to you at exactly the right time. And you might even start thinking of friends or family that need to hear this too. So share the podcast with them. Remind people that they are powerful creators of the reality. And they're not stuck. We have the ability to change things around. So instead of focusing on what you don't want, I don't want to be broke, I don't want to feel low, I don't want to feel tired, I don't want to feel ill. I want to feel energized. I want to feel vibrant. I want to feel positive and uplifted and abundant. That's what I want. And then we can start recalibrating to our desired outcome by focusing on what we want rather than what we don't want. So remember, we're not ignoring the current reality that you've created through your thoughts and feelings. But what we're doing is we're redirecting your focus. And that, my friends, is a subtle but powerful shift. And with consistency, you can turn your feelings and what you feel about your reality around pretty quickly. So this is energetic leadership. This is absolutely knowing the balance between, spiritually bypassing, because sometimes you need to feel and heal. Sometimes you need a good old moan. Sometimes you need your feelings to be seen and heard. That's important. But sometimes the balance goes way out and you work against yourself. So this is where you become a leader for yourself, an energy leader, speaking from your power instead of speaking from your pain. So let's have a little recap how your mind works. And all of this is scientifically backed, by the way. I like a little bit of science, I have to be honest. I'm not all just, you know, this kind of spiritual woo-woo. I love to know how things work. Now, your subconscious mind, connecting your nervous system and other systems in your body, is wired for safety. Annoyingly, it's not wired for success. It's wired for safety. So what it's going to always do is it's going to try and protect you from the unknown, especially stuff that is wired from when you were younger and you may not have understood, but maybe you felt in your environment growing up, or maybe the worst case scenarios that you've created in your head, it's going to try and protect you from that. So when you think about your future, unless you've trained your mind otherwise, it will always, or often at least, bring up problems for you to solve rather than possibilities for you to embrace. So I'm going to introduce you to a tool that's maybe new to you, or you may have used it before. You may have forgotten about this powerful tool that's in your toolkit that can help you to interrupt these default patterns and invite into your reality and impress your subconscious mind with a new program, with a new story, which is in alignment with what you want to experience. And what I love about this is it's playful, it's intentional, and it's powerful. So it kind of bypasses the feeling of our ego's resistance, if you like. This is one of my favorite tools because it opens up your energy to possibility. Like I said, your imagination is the birthplace of all of your creation. And when you activate it in a way that feels good, your entire frequency is going to start to shift. Okay, this, my friends, is the wouldn't it be nice if game. And this was something Gabby Bernstein, Esther and Jerry Hicks, and no doubt other teachers over the years have shared in various forms. And basically, you finish that sentence with something that you'd love to experience, making sure that your language is in alignment with what you want, not what you don't want, not what you're trying to avoid. So instead of, oh, wouldn't it be nice if I wasn't so tired all the time? You'd think that was positive, right? But remember, the Google search engine, tired all the time, is probably what's going to stand out the most. We could say something like, wouldn't it be nice if I woke up feeling vibrant, full of energy? Wouldn't it be nice if I was naturally positive today? Wouldn't it be nice if I saw possibilities in my future? Wouldn't it be nice if I felt a feeling of safety and warmth and love? Wouldn't it be nice if I had joy and laughter today? Wouldn't it be nice if I put on some cheesy 80s music? This is mine now, it might not be yours. But a Belinda Carlisle. Ooh, babe, is that Belinda Carlisle? I think I got that wrong before, but anyway. You know, this is like thinking of what it is you want to experience and then just play with it. Try it in 10 different ways, 10 different endings. Just let it flow. Be creative. Say it out loud if you can. Say it with your kids. Teach your kids to do this. Say it with your family. They might think you're nuts. Good, because at least you're going to be nuts and feeling good, right? So wouldn't it be nice if money flowed easily? Wouldn't it be nice if money came to me from expected and unexpected places? Wouldn't it be nice if I was naturally open and receptive to abundance of every form? Wouldn't it be nice if I met somebody that truly loves me, that truly sees me, that validates me, that cherishes me? Wouldn't it be nice if I met somebody that I felt connected with, in alignment with? Wouldn't it be nice if my body naturally started healing on incredible levels? Wouldn't it be nice if I felt light? Wouldn't it be nice if I nourished my body in ways that left me feeling energized with a sparkle behind my eye and a spring in my step? Wouldn't it be nice if I felt strong? Wouldn't it be nice if every day I became stronger and stronger? Wouldn't it be nice if every day I felt more and more positive. Wouldn't it be nice if every day I felt more and more on top of things, organized? Wouldn't it be nice if every day I found an opportunity to connect with those I love with presence? Wouldn't it be nice if every day I did something for me that makes me feel good, that nourishes me so I can be the best for those I love and around me? Wouldn't it be nice if an incredible opportunity landed in my inbox today? Wouldn't it be nice if wonderful new job opportunities came my way? Wouldn't it be nice if new opportunities just came from every direction? Wouldn't it be nice if I was spoiled for choice? Wouldn't it be nice if everything just clicked into place with ease? Wouldn't it be nice if I had a solution to X, Y, and Z? Can you see what's going on here? I don't know about you, but just saying this for examples for you, I'm feeling pretty good. Wouldn't it be nice if I felt even better? So you can use this game when you're already feeling good. You can use this game when you want to amplify the vibe of already feeling good. You can use this when you're feeling stuck, when you're feeling a bit low or discouraged. You can use it when you're needing a bit of a gentle reframe. You can use it when you want to reawaken your imagination, your playfulness. Wouldn't it be nice if I came up with wonderful new ideas for my garden? Wouldn't it be nice if I came up with wonderful, unique, and authentic ideas for a business opportunity? Can you see what's going on here? And like I said, this is so beautiful to do, especially with kids. You can do this with your partners. You can play this with games in groups. And the most important thing is to be lighthearted, to let it be fun. And to remind you, my lovely one, that you are the author of your reality. The rest of your life story is unwritten and you get to write it now, but in a way that leaves you feeling good and uplifted. Why does this work? Like, let's again dive into a little bit of easy to understand science. Your subconscious mind does not know the difference between the thoughts and words you use that are real and imagined. Has no idea. It simply responds to the dominant thoughts and energies that you are focusing on. Especially if you're putting a lot of time, energy, and focus on that, right? So by guiding your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, to what it is that you want to experience, you soften your nervous system, which creates a lovely opening. And with that opening, you shift your vibrational set point and you allow your desires to unfold in your reality with more ease and with more grace. And this, like I said, by Joe Dispenza, Lynn McTaggart, and so many more, David Hamilton, have proved that this is scientific theory. Even though it might sound spiritual and woo-woo, there's plenty of evidence now that tells us that we are powerful creators and what we focus on expands. But also this, my friends, is not about perfection. It's not about getting it absolutely right, but it is about playfulness and it is about practice. And that's the most important thing. Like, wouldn't it be nice if I was more playful every day? Wouldn't it be nice if I laughed more? Wouldn't it be nice if I met some new soul-aligned friends? Wouldn't it be nice if I went on a tropical holiday this year? Wouldn't it be nice if I miraculously healed? Or wouldn't it be nice if I found the perfect remedy or natural healing modality that helped me to take my health to the next level? So, my lovely ones, for today and tomorrow, and as many days as you can, just notice your words, not with judgment, but with curiosity. Notice how you are unintentionally calling in that of which you don't want. Catch your spells, aka your words, that you've been unconsciously casting, and start choosing new ones. Because when you start speaking from this future you, future space self, the one who is thriving, aligned, playful, energized, and magnetic, that version of you becomes easier and easier to embody. So, my loves, if this has landed with you, I would love to hear your wouldn't it be nice if. Send me a little message on Instagram. I'd love to hear it from there, and I'd love to share it in my stories. And if you're feeling the pull to take this work deeper so that you can align your energy, you can reprogram yourself on a subconscious level and feel safe to receive what you desire, then let's connect. My one-to-one coaching is open as of June. I only work with a very select amount of people at a time because when you work with me, you'll know I'll put a lot of time and energy into it to make sure that you get where you want to get to. And you never know, this may just be your next step. Like and share this podcast. You have no idea how much it means if you also put a review on the podcasts. Thank you to all those that have taken the time to do that. This really helps. This is how we can reach more people with this wisdom, especially now when times feel more challenging for people. And sometimes life pulls us down into the depths. But what we can do together is we can help lift each other back out. And if there's that one person in your life right now that needs to hear this, then sharing this with them may just be the difference that makes a difference for them. Until next time. Speak life into your life. Cast beautiful spells through your words. And remember, you're not here to force your manifestations. You're here to relax, to play, to have fun, and to become the person who naturally attracts them. As always, it's been beautiful to be with you. I have some big changes coming up in the next month or so, which I cannot wait to share with you. I'm just going to give you that now as just a little teaser, and keep a little eye out because things are changing and are brewing behind the scenes here at Solara Star. Anyway, take care, sending lots of love, and I will be back with you super soon.
Thanks for listening. Solara Star will be back next week with great insights into the law of attraction. In the meantime, please visit solarastar.com.